Chapter 4. An Unusual Request.
Damned creator! Why did I live? Why didn't I put an end to my life in that moment? I don't know. I spent a terrible night. I simply wanted to destroy everything around me and then sit down and enjoy the disaster. Nobody felt sorry for me or wanted to help me. Why should I be kind to them? I decided to start a war against the world, especially against the man who created me and forced me to live this terrible life.
What did you do then?
I understood that it wasn't a good idea to show myself to the De Laceys so soon. I had to do it slowly and wait until they were ready to accept me.
The monster calmed himself down and went to his safe place.
I decided to go back to their house and explain everything to the old man. What happened? Where are my neighbors? Oh, someone is talking out there. Felix. But when did he leave the cottage?
You have to pay 3 months' rent, and you will lose all the produce from the garden. We can't live here anymore. It's dangerous, and my wife and sister can't forget that horrible story I told you.
The monster was desperate. The only connection he had with the world was broken, and for the first time, he couldn't control his hate.
I destroyed the garden and took some wood to burn the house. Then I started dancing like a madman around it. When the house was completely destroyed, I left. I thought of you, Victor. In your diary, you wrote that you were my father. And thanks to Felix, I now knew some geography. I knew Geneva was your town, so I started walking with the sun as my only guide. I hated you, but you were the only one who could help me. You gave me feelings and left me to the horror of men. I needed pity and justice. I was in pain for a long time. I was sad, angry, and everything was frozen. I travelled only at night, but I didn't stop. I was closer to your place, and the feeling of revenge grew. One day, I decided to walk in the morning. The sun made me feel happy again after a long time. I forgot I was alone and different.
But the joy of that moment soon left.
After some time, I heard some voices, and I hid behind a tree. A little girl was laughing with someone and running towards me. Unfortunately, she fell into the river in front of me. The water was running fast, so I jumped in. It was hard, but I saved her. I tried to resuscitate her, but a farmer arrived, took her from my arms and ran away into the woods. I wanted to follow them, but he took his gun and shot. Shot! Did you hear? That was his thank you to me. I fell down in terrible pain.
After some weeks, the monster felt better and could start his journey again. 2 months later, he was in a place very close to Geneva when he saw a child running in the fields.
What a happy boy! Maybe he's too young to have prejudices and be afraid of me, so I can teach him to be my friend. Please, boy, listen. I don't want to hurt you. Don't worry.
Leave me alone, monster. You're horrible and bad. You want to eat me? I'll tell my dad. He's Mr. Frankenstein, a magistrate. You'll pay for this.
Frankenstein? You are a relative of my enemy. Then you'll be my first victim.
The strong hands of the creature stopped the screams of the child, and the monster felt better.
He was wearing a necklace with a beautiful picture. I took it, and when I saw a girl sleeping not far from there, I hid it in her dress. I've killed because no one like you was ever kind to me. So the fault is yours, and the punishment is yours. Victor, you're the only one who can calm me down, and I won't leave you in peace until you give me what I want.
What do you want?
I'm alone. Nobody wants to be with me. I want a woman as horrible as me who can enjoy my company, and you must create her.
No way! Do you want a creature like you to destroy the world together? Forget it.
You're wrong. I'm bad because I'm desperate. But if I can feel love, I can be good. We'll leave and go to South America. Make me happy, and nobody will see us again.
I can't. You'll always want to be with men, but you'll always receive hate. And your woman will help you to destroy everything.
No, I promise. We'll leave and be good. But if you don't agree, be careful, Victor, because my revenge will leave you alone.
After a long pause, Victor understood the monster was his responsibility and agreed. When back home, Victor thought about how he could protect his family. After a few days...
Dear son, you always look so sad. Maybe you should marry Elizabeth and make everybody happy. Is she like a sister for you?
Father, I love my cousin.
That's lovely, son. We can celebrate your wedding soon, then.
I can't marry now. I have to keep my promise if I want to live in peace. But I can't start my work here. I'll say I need to go to England first.
After telling his father about his decision, Victor organized a trip to England with his friend Henry.
The monster said he will follow me anywhere. I'm scared. But if I'm in England, he will be far from my family. Robert, my friend, you can't imagine how Henry was happy while we were travelling. But he didn't know what I had in my heart. I couldn't enjoy anything. Oh, Henry, where are you now? You were good and kind. Are you just in my memories? I can still feel your spirit near me. Sorry for these words. I feel better now. Let's go on with my story.
From Germany, Victor and Henry moved to Rotterdam and then to England. But Victor needed to be alone.
Henry, I'd like to stay some time alone in Scotland. Please, understand me.
Fine, okay. But write to me and come back soon. I'll miss you.
Victor decided to go to the Orkney Islands and rented an old hut there.
I usually worked in the morning and then went for a walk on the beach. But sometimes what I was doing was so horrible that I couldn't go back to my lab. I was always worried and afraid of meeting my worst enemy. Keeping my promise was my only hope. I've already created a demon who has destroyed my life. Now I'm giving life to a similar creature. What if she is worse than him? What if she doesn't leave with the monster? They could hate each other, and she could leave him alone again. And what if they want some children? A new species will start, and I will condemn the next generations just because I want to feel safe. I can't be so selfish.
Victor looked out of the window.
He's here. He's followed me because he wants his woman. No, I can't create someone like him. I can't. I'll destroy it.
Victor felt desperate. Suddenly, someone opened the door.
You destroyed her. Why? You've broken your promise after all my pain. Why do you destroy my hopes?
Go away. I won't create a cruel monster like you.
I've tried to explain to you, but you don't understand. Remember, I'm very strong. You feel sad now, but I can do worse. You are my creator, but I am your master. Do it!
You can't make me do something so bad. I can't give life to someone who enjoys destruction like you.
Everyone has a woman. Every animal has a female. Everyone, but not me. You can hate me, but be careful. You will live in fear and sadness. I'll take your happiness away, and I'll be with you on your wedding night.
I can't forget his last words. Who will be his next victim? He will probably kill me. Poor Elizabeth. But I will fight first.
After a few days, Victor received a letter from Henry, who invited him to go back and continue their trip. He threw the pieces of the horrible body into the sea and left on a terrible stormy night.
I'm safe. That was hard. But I don't know where I am. Excuse me. Can you tell me the name of this place?
You'll know it soon. Maybe it's a place you won't like so much.
Why are you talking to me like that, sir? Englishmen are usually kind to new people.
I don't know about Englishmen, but I know Irishmen, and they hate criminals. Come with me. Quick, let's go to the judge, Mr. Kirwin, so you can explain the death of the gentleman we found last night.
The judge? What explanations? Whose death? I was very tired and hungry. I had no idea about the tragedy that was going to hit me. But I need to sleep now. I need all my strength to remember those horrible events.